For the last time, St. John the Baptist came at the gospel just now to point out the Lamb of God. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, grant us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Did you notice last Sunday, the sermon was about the Agnus Dei, remember? Well, when the choir sang Dona Nobis Pacem, the sanctuary suddenly filled with light. The sun made its appearance. We stay with that same theme in the Mass and in our sermon today. That is to say, Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace. The priest, having concluded the Agnus Dei, bows a little bit and puts his little fingers on the edge of the altar, as he will for a certain kind of a prayer, and says, O Lord Jesus Christ, who did say to thy apostles, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, regard not my sins, but the faith of thy church, and vouchsafe to her that peace and unity which is agreeable to thy will, who livest and reignest forever and ever. Amen. If you come to the solemn Mass on Tuesday, Christmas Eve at 8, or again Tuesday evening for the midnight Mass, then you will see the deacon kneeling next to the celebrant and praying that same prayer that the priest says. The deacon arises, and they both kiss the altar together, and the celebrant gives the deacon the kiss of peace by placing his hands on the deacon's shoulders and putting his head towards the head of the deacon. He says, Pax tibi, peace be to thee. And the deacon answers, Et cum spiritu tuo, as he holds his hands under the elbows of the celebrant. Then the deacon in turn gives the kiss of peace to the subdeacon, and there should be any other clergy in the sanctuary. They receive it finally. We read in the Bible, and we know from the history of the Mass, that Christians, that's us, from the start used to greet each other with a holy kiss, as St. Paul says to do. The manner of carrying out this command of charity, of course, has varied throughout the ages. We go all the way back. Until the 13th century, they used to kiss each other, period. But everybody kissed everybody else back then, and it was no big deal. You see, a lot of this still in certain Latin, formerly Christian cultures, France, Italy, Spain, they are not so touch-phobic as are we. But regardless, in the good old USA, what with all of the family gatherings at this season, with cousins and uncles and aunts to be greeted, there'll be a lot of kissing going on. That's how it was for everybody in Christendom for centuries. Alas, but the kiss, like the body itself, has become, by Satan's work, increasingly eroticized. And that's the revolution against God and his natural order, which messes with everything. In the 13th century, the kiss became a kind of a ritualized embrace, sort of a stage kiss, you might call it. With time and modern man's personal space and privacy issues, it's evolved now into something of an air kiss. When it was the practice, and it used to be, for the faithful also to give the kiss of peace, they would sit, the men on the gospel side and the women on the epistle side, and they still do that today in the traditional churches in Mexico. The Franciscans introduced what we use at the Sunday High Mass, the Pax Breed, for this purpose. It's a metal image of our Lord's holy face with a handle on the back, and used to give the kiss of peace to the clergy and servers at a sung Mass if there's no deacon or subdeacon available. But it's a nice symbolism of how Christ is our peace. And so the priest kisses the altar, which is Christ, and then he kisses the holy face of Christ, and he says, peace be to thee, to the server. And the server says, and with thy spirit. And then he genuflects, and he brings it to any priest that might be in the sanctuary, and then he brings it to the servers. It all comes from our Lord and from the altar. This pox breed we use, I bought, it was an old one already, in London about 35 years ago, and I was amazed and very proud when I returned that one of our altar boys knew what it was. The Novus Ordo has abolished the kiss of peace, and now if you're so foolish as to wander into one of their services, there's somebody who's bound to look you up and try to make you shake his hand. But a handshake is not a kiss. A handshake is modern, somewhat cold, businesslike, and certainly egalitarian, horizontal, between two equals. Did you know that originally the handshake was meant, well, to show your right hand was empty and you were not carrying, say, an AR-15 with a bump stock so they could trust you? We do a lot of kissing around the altar here. Did you know actually there are five different kinds of kisses? The kiss of love and of affection and of peace and of respect and of friendship. The kiss of peace at Mass is one of peace and friendship. And on a good day, the Lord would have it so, but there are always misunderstandings. It is meant to be a kiss of affection amongst the clergy, because we all of us profess the same faith. It is an expression of what the celebrant has just prayed for to our Lord. Grant thy church peace and unity according to thy will. Furthermore, the kiss of peace is the classic ancient preparation for Holy Communion as well, the sacrament of love and of union. You know, you're not really supposed to go to communion if you're angry and holding a grudge against someone. Those are just feelings anyways, and it takes a while sometimes for the feelings to catch up with the will and to simmer down. But in the meantime, with an act of the will, you ask our Lord for caritas, for the virtue of charity, or you ask the Holy Ghost for his gift of piety, which has its root in our common Christian faith. But there are more kisses than just the kiss of peace. You know, the priest kisses the altar. We've studied that together because that stands for Christ. And he kisses the gospel book, same reason. But what about the hand? Have you ever noticed the priest is all the time getting his hand kissed? And not only that, even things that are placed into his hand, they get kissed too, cruets and incense spoons. And then his hat, that's called the beretta, that's kissed before and after. What's the idea? Well, the consecrated hand of the priest, which alone can touch the Blessed Sacrament and administer Holy Communion and bless and absolve, the hand is an image of power. This Mexican devotion, the hand of God, manos de Dios. Protection, of help, and of every kind of blessing, really, which comes from the hand of God. And kissing it, or kissing articles that are put there, symbolizes our veneration, our esteem, acknowledging the holy power given the priest. In Latin lands, very often, the people will kiss the hands of a priest in greeting. And neocons in America do that a little bit too, I think. But alas, they don't have the valid priesthood anymore. By the way, I never say anything, but you're really supposed to kiss the ring of the bishop when he puts out his hand and not shake it. See above for the reason. But you don't kneel down because I'm not the bishop of a diocese with what they call ordinary jurisdiction. This kiss has a beautiful symbolism too, you know, the ring finger, and they say that the vein here, where that goes directly to the heart. So by venerating the ring of a successor of the apostles, you're united to the heart of the church. These reverent kisses are certainly fitting for someone who celebrates. Well, what is the Mass? It is the act of omnipotent love. All of this idea of charity and of God and of reverence, respect, should inform our idea even and especially of the kiss of courtship and more so of married love. And that is why married folk are never meant to go to bed angry. They must love each other, heart and soul, and do everything for the spouse. But back to the peace. It's a fitting topic for this season, isn't it? Because we're looking forward to hearing the angels sing, and on earth, peace. We pray for peace to be given inside and outside. Interior peace, we call that peace of heart. It's a state of calm for one who enjoys spiritual health, the friendship of God, quietness in your mind, and a certain calm even in the face of temptation and trials. None of this is necessarily of the feelings or the emotions. It's a state of soul. Exterior peace means harmony and charity towards all men with no exception. That's hard, but that's why we pray. We ask this peace for the entire Catholic Church, that in spite of our sins, which in this prayer we ask God not to look upon, to look upon instead our faith. You can count on that, dear Lord. When it comes to charity, some days, but my faith, and the faith of the whole Catholic Church, it is the faith that matters, the faith, far more than human frailty of faithful or priest. Next, we ask for unity for the church. A foundation for peace is unity. Unity is one of the four marks of the church. Like the church herself, these marks are eclipsed today. They're present, but they're hidden. But so is Jesus himself in the Blessed Sacrament or in the least of his brethren. But it is unity we ask for, according to thy will, the prayer phrases it. In other words, it's not something which is accomplished by man-made efforts. It's when we try to do it, it's clumsy at best and cultish at worst for the traditional Catholics who are left. Somebody's always saying to me, why don't all you groups come together and unite and we could be really strong? We will, in God's good time and by God's way, but it will only be around a true pope. He is the center of authority and thus the center of all possible unity. And as regards every other scheme and system and way, tread carefully. Sometimes we don't say this prayer for peace, we've studied today, I mean at a Requiem Mass, because everything is for the poor souls, and we're praying for them all Mass long that they may sleep in heavenly peace. On Holy Thursday, there's no kiss of peace because of Judas and the traitor's kiss, which we know well with grief and sorrow. And then on Holy Saturday, too, because the Mass mirrors the life of Christ, and on Holy Saturday, our Lord hasn't yet appeared to the apostles to say to them, Pax Vobis, peace be to you. But on Tuesday night, at midnight, the angels will be back singing the Gloria over the hills to the priest shepherds of Bethlehem. And on earth, peace. But remember its indispensable condition: to men of goodwill. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.